We want to talk about the issues with the wastewater, because we've had over the last couple of weeks, two or three weeks, we've had effectively
four
releases into the harbour, two pairs of releases of wastewater on the incoming tide, treated wastewater. But this is far from ideal, and lots of the community's not very happy with this. So, Lisa, you've got plans to do something this week.
That's right. We've got a community hui on this Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Stewart Street Hall. Everyone's welcome. And it'll probably be for a couple of hours. So we've got myself and Dennis Amor from the Raglan Community Board, who's the chairperson. We'll be co-facilitating the hui. We've got Gavin Iron, our chief executive, attending, as well as Megan May, who's the executive manager for our wastewater, for example. And we've got other staff from Waikato District Council who work in the water space. We've also got Matthew Telfer from Watercare and some of the key Watercare people attending as well. And the chair person of the Waikato District Council Water Governance Board is coming as well.
Okay.
He's actually normally lives in Wellington, but he's up for other hui on Thursday, so he can come and attend, as well as other members of the Raglan Community Board as well. And the purpose of the hui really is to look at what's happened, why it's happened, and what are we doing and to prevent this happening again in the future. So there'll be a lot of information to be shared, and there is also obviously an investigation currently being undertaken by Regional Council about the breach in the resource consent with the discharge on the incoming tide of the treated wastewater.
That's standard for them to do.
It is, and given that the nature of, as you mentioned in the last month, we've had this happen on two occasions where it's been discharging into the incoming tide. So I'm not 100% sure if there will be attendance from Regional Council at this stage. I'm hoping that there will be.
I imagine they're just going to say, well, we're investigating
it. Because it could be compromising for them for that.
So lots of staff there. I did see there was something someone put on the notice board, photos and contact details of some of the managers at council in relation to this.
Well, they can come and meet them.
These are the people that you've got to talk to. I'm not sure if that was an aggressive move or not.
I haven't seen it, actually. I haven't really been on the notice board. I've placed the public community notice on the notice board and various other social media pages, and I've also shared with other organisations, Point Board Riders, Waka'ama, the Raglan Business Chamber, the Information Hub. So as far and wide as I can, out to the community for attendance. So hopefully we get a good turnout.
So that's Thursday night at the Stewart Street Church Hall.
That's exactly
right. At what time again?
6 o'clock. And for those people who can't be in attendance, feel free to email me any questions that you may have that I can put to the floor for answering.
Yeah.
I've had one already, and so I will put those forward on behalf of the community for those who are unable to attend. And Ray Diprose from Living Productions will be filming the kōrero, the hui, on Thursday, which will then be uploaded onto the council YouTube channel.
Right,
so for anyway, people to view at a later date. It won't be a live feed, though.
No, okay. I think the thing that I'm quizzical about is that we understand that it was a computer bug that caused the problems. Well, there's a couple of things I guess I'm quizzical about. And that's an answer, but it's not. But then there leaves the question, how did the computer bug happen?
That's a really good question, and that will be explained on Thursday.
I knew you were going to say that.
I can say it in layman's terms. The data that was inputted was inverted, and it's best if you hear it from the horse's mouth of the people.
Yeah. So we've had press releases about that, and so we kind of know that, but then it begs the question, like, why did that happen? in the last month, but not previously.
Yeah, and those because the dates were inputted for the they were updated for the next year up to the 31st of December 2024. So that information was inputted into the system, and there was a problem with the sequencing. So that's my very simplistic description of how that actually happened.
Could have been human error, I guess.
Yeah, and so...
But we don't know.
Well, it probably was human error, and so in the inputting of that information, so looking at how that happened, but that will be explained on Thursday. So I just really encourage the community to come along, to ask questions, to listen, because all of the right people are in the room on Thursday, and it's not often that we have that opportunity to also have the Water Governance Board chairperson attending a hui of this nature. And it shows that it's really significant for us as council and the community board to have the facts on hand to answer the community concerns and questions moving forward.
Are you expecting angry people to turn up to the meeting?
Of course. You know, you and I have been in attendance at hui in the past that have been heated and not so pleasant to be in. But, you know, people, I understand people being angry and disappointed and losing their trust in council. So, you know, that's why having this hui with all the right information is really important for answering, being answerable to our community.
Okay. So that is this Thursday, 6 o'clock, Stewart Street Church Hall. All the questions can be answered.
That's exactly
right. The right people will be there to answer them.
And you can also email me. If you're unable to attend, I'm happy to ask those questions on the community's behalf as well.
Yeah. And you and the community board's details are all on the council website.
That's exactly right. And it's pretty easy to find my details. It's lisa.thompson@waidc.govt.nz. And my mobile number is actually on the community notice as well, which you'll find on the community board Facebook page, on the notice board, and so on. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing members of our community at the hui on Thursday.
I guess something I wonder about is, because there's always a health warning when this happens, when we have treated wastewater going on incoming tide, and I've seen people say, well, they wouldn't put up a warning if it wasn't a problem, but I also know that councils are hyper-cautious in the advice they get.
Well, it's also part of our resource consent.
My question would be, how bad is it actually, like, given that it's treated wastewater, does it really cause damage?
And that's the question to ask, and we'll also have the results of the testing available that has taken place since
the last
discharge.
Few days.
So that will be available to the community as well. So all of that information will be available on Thursday. But a really good question, which we can ask on Thursday, because you'll be coming along, eh?
Probably, yeah. I love a good night out. I haven't been very well lately, but hopefully I'll be along for that. Can we ask about other things? Because I haven't seen you since the community board meeting, and we did hear in that meeting that we were hoping to have the internal bus service ready for summer, but it's not going to happen because regional council isn't ready. So that's different to your council.
I can't give you any feedback on that because I haven't had an update, so my apologies for that, Aaron.
But is that just because regional council haven't said why? They've just said it won't be ready?
Also because I think they're under-resourced as well, so I can't comment.
Okay. Well, I get that you can't comment. I just wanted to see if there was anything that we knew, but not as big a priority. I guess it's not as big a priority for the regional council as some other things are, and we don't know what those other things are.
Yeah,
but
I can't speak on their behalf.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, people need to understand the district council is a small area over this side, and the regional council covers all the way to the Kaimais down.
It's massive.
Past Lake Taupo.
Yeah,
up to Auckland. Yeah,
it's massive.
So they do quite different things, but they have such similar names that people get them mixed up all the time.
I'm just looking at my diary just to see what I've been doing so I can...
Yeah, so at the community board meeting, the community board was kind of asked to give support for the pool at Rangitahi.
That's right.
And it was clarified this is a public pool but will be privately owned.
That's exactly right. So the community board has given their support to the public swimming pool, privately owned, providing that it doesn't come at a cost to the ratepayers.
And is that to build or does that include also ongoing maintenance over the next 50 years?
Yes, that's exactly right, that it won't come back into, the expectation won't be that it'll come back into council control and will be at no cost to the ratepayer.
Okay. Is it possible that one day in the future the community of Raglan might say, no, actually we want council to look after it?
It could be a possibility, without a shadow of a doubt. But then obviously the costings will need to be done to what implication that would have on our rates.
Yeah.
And it would more than likely be a targeted rate for just the Raglan community.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. Whether that would be the wider community, would it be the community board area or would it be the entire Raglan ward? So that would be a future discussion that would need to happen.
Okay, all right. And what other stuff have you been up to now that you've checked your...
Council. Tomorrow, obviously, we've got... Tomorrow, I've got the Sustainability and Wellbeing Committee, of which I'm the chair. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got quite a few things on our agenda, including our climate strategy, which we'll be hopefully adopting in council tomorrow, which is great. Just doing my normal things in the community. The Raglan Holiday Park Papahua Camp Board meeting is tomorrow as well.
Will there be more discussions about the erosion on the beach?
There will be more discussion around that. I have, and that will be ongoing.
Mm.
You know, that's not an easy fix overnight, as I've mentioned before, but that is a priority for the camp board, you know, moving into the future. So that, yeah. So that will be an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, because that's...
Just normal. It's hard, you know, my job is in a normal 9-to-5 job, so it involves community stuff as well as in council, attending workshops and council meetings, council committee meetings as well. So, yeah.
And the long-term plan preparations, I know there was a lot of discussion at the community board meeting a few weeks ago just about when the best time is for the community board to have input on the long-term plan. That's the council spending plan, folks.
And the community boards and community committees across the district have been invited to our workshops and that with regard to the LTP. And once we've put that in place, it'll be early in the new year that information will be going out to the community. So the community boards, through the chair or the representative, can actually participate and be part of our workshops that we have on the LTP, of which we've had quite a number of them going into the LTP for next year, because it will have an implication. Whatever we decide will have an implication on our rates. So, you know, that isn't easy.
To determine
because if we want certain things to happen or more of it to happen, for example, on our roads or parks and reserves, it will come with a cost implication to our communities.
And the thing I always remind people about is no one likes the rates going up.
What would we like to drop? We don't.
But the background to this is a wider economic discussion about why we seem to be in this situation where rates are going up, but the council struggles to actually do all the services it needs to do,
and the expectations. And that's to do with, you know, the expectations from communities of what are the council services and what should council be responsible for? Should we just be responsible for the three waters provision, rubbish and roads? Should that be all that we do and do nothing else? You know, the blueprinting, the community-led development, maintaining our parks
like
and reserves.
Government legislation has told you to do other things, though, over the years, like
well,
an increasing number of things.
Now that we've inputted the four wellbeings back into the, into the work of council as well. It's not easy, and it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see, we're national... finally take over what that's going to look like and the implications of funding from central government to local government. So we've yet to see what that will be. You know, we have to wait until November the 3rd, really, when the last results from the elections come out.
A couple of days or three
days. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting, you know, because 550,000...
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, and the special votes and so on. So it's going to be interesting to see, because normally it goes to the left, doesn't it? Those special
typically,
votes.
Typically, but we live in strange times.
We live in strange times, so we don't know what that's going to look like.
Can I have
like?
One question? We were talking about the long-term plan. At the weekend, we had a reminder, not the last weekend, Labor weekend, when it was so busy, we had a reminder that we have a one-lane bridge, because I've heard the queues. In fact, I came to town at one point and didn't. I was, what's going on? There's just put cars everywhere. We heard the bridge queue was backed up all the way into town at one point. And people have come to the community board meeting and say, how come the bridge is always in the long-term plan, but it always keeps getting put back? Do you think council's
And it's going? Not in this long-term plan deliberations either.
Right. So it's,
for the next 3 years. It hasn't been included because it was deferred till 2031. And so those are discussions. We do have a draft transport strategy for Raglan, and Dennis and I have a hui tomorrow with staff to look at that. And
okay.
In there are suggestions around how we can manage the one-lane car bridge as it is and the roading system around Raglan. So that's
okay.
In a draft form.
Because you have to consider there might be a road going into the back of Rangatahi as well
that
will take
some
of the load off it.
Yep, and the cost implications of two-laning the one-lane car bridge. I spoke to a long-term local last Sunday at the 50th anniversary of the Raglan Surf Lifesaving, and he said, oh, only if back in the day, you know, that two-lane the car bridge for the extra £400 it would have costed or something like that.
Said, well, they never
hindsight
knew,
is a fantastic
They
thing.
Never imagined that Raglan would get this big, never mind the
And
the
also Labor
for
Weekend
the
was the first long weekend, and it was fine. So people wanted to come to Raglan, but I had calls from the iHub volunteers who were very concerned about the backed up traffic and the road rage they could see.
Yeah, because the traffic shouldn't be coming past the museum. Okay, Lisa, thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
and
Aaron.
We'll talk to you again, I don't know when, actually, sometime
thank
in the
future.
Thank
you, and look forward to seeing people on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Stuart Street Hall.